Our television critic David Bianculli is back after a couple of intense weeks in Los Angeles, where he and more than 100 other critics previewed the new fall television season. David's a bit weary and bleary-eyed, but nonetheless, he has these thoughts on what the networks have lined up.
A few of the new fall shows haven't been filmed or edited yet, so it's a little bit early to give a complete overview of the upcoming TV season. But with about 75% of the key precincts reporting, it's safe to say that the 1987 fall lineup has its share of surprises, disappointments, and duds. Of the 22 shows premiering this fall as weekly series, the biggest surprise may turn out to be Frank's Place, a CBS sitcom that sounds like just another trendy comedy. It's set in a New Orleans restaurant and features Creole cooking and Zydeco music. It turns out to be a funny, subtle, refreshingly original show, with a talented cast, a fine script, beautiful photography, and no laugh track. More like a 30-minute movie than a TV sitcom. It stars Tim Reed, who used to play Venus Flytrap on WKRP in Cincinnati, as a guy who inherits a restaurant from his recently deceased father. The series is produced and written by Hugh Wilson, who created WKRP. His humor gives Frank's Place its delightfully offbeat edge. What other TV series has ever had a funeral home director as a regular character? The other shows most worth checking out include ABC's Hooperman, starring John Ritter as a cop who inherits an apartment building. Inheritances are big this season. Hooperman is co-created by Steve Bochco and Terry Louise Fisher, producers of L.A. Law. Then there's A Year in the Life, based on the recent NBC miniseries that was so impressive. It brings back the same cast and production team. Finally, there's Dabney Coleman as Slap Maxwell on ABC. The show isn't ready for preview yet, but based on the pilot script by Jay Tarsis, producer of The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd, it's going to be a lot of fun. Of the programs completed so far, the ones at the bottom of the barrel include Everything's Relative and Full House, two extended family sitcoms that aren't even worth describing, and CBS's Beauty and the Beast, a supposedly mature fantasy that is part comic book, part harlequin romance, and all bad. The most disappointing, at least based on the episode shown to critics, is NBC's A Different World, the Lisa Bonet spinoff of The Cosby Show. A Different World could get a lot better, and from what I've seen, it almost has to. Then there are a lot of drama series that seem to be time-warp shows from 15 years ago. William Conrad in Jake and the Fat Man, Dennis Weaver in Buck James, shows that would have been right at home on the NBC mystery movie. A few other shows fall into the most unusual category, a category that could also be called most unlikely to succeed. There's Dolly Parton trying to revive the variety show for ABC, and a cop show, NBC's Private Eye, set in the post-war past. So, like Crime Story, it doesn't have to worry about Miranda warnings, safe sex, or hair mousse. But because Crime Story has already staked out that territory and hasn't exactly set the TV world on fire, it's hard to imagine Private Eye as a public hit. Most notable of all, though, is CBS's Tour of Duty, which will attempt to dramatize the Vietnam War during what used to be known as the Family Viewing Hour, 8 p.m. right opposite The Cosby Show. It's definitely the challenge of the season, not only because of the competition, but because of the difficulty of telling the story of Vietnam without the freedom to delve into drugs, profanity, or graphic violence. Tour of Duty does have two things going for it, though. It's the first of its kind, and novelty of any kind on TV is worth something. And it stars Terrence Knox, who used to be the rapist Dr. Peter White on St. Elsewhere. He's a good actor, and creates a likable, credible character as the platoon sergeant. The success of Oliver Stone's movie Platoon made a TV series about Vietnam inevitable. But if Tour of Duty fails miserably, either in the ratings or in execution, it'll be a long time before TV tries again. Frank's Place may be the best new show of the season, but Tour of Duty is easily the most important.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.